Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our coming day's study, we were talking about the blessing that God gave Jacob in Genesis chapter 28, verses 13 and 14. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now again, notice the promises from the book of books, the Bible. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 29, Isaac blesses Jacob. He says, "Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee." Again, you have blessing and cursing. Someone says, "But that comes from Isaac's lips. That doesn't come from God." Well, I believe that Isaac is led of the Spirit. So you want to hear it say, no, it's just got to be God's mouth, his lips, okay? Let's see God's words to Jacob, who is Israel, in Genesis chapter 28, verses 13 and 14. "And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Now, you reject those words, you reject God's word. It is refusing to believe Jehovah God. Now, let me give you just one little idea of this. All the families blessed, okay? You receive Christ, you're one of his. But let me tell you something else. Somebody in my family did search. No, as they go back and see all those before you know your ancestors. And they had names of men that were full-blooded Jews. I mean, they were Jews. Now, I've got a lot of Gentiles and others in my family, so I told somebody one time I'm a Heinz 57 variety, okay? But I do have some Jewish blood, as a matter of fact. The first time I went to Israel, I went with the Ministry of Tourism. And a couple things that stood out. One was people, when they heard my name Bloom, they said, "Oh, are you here to look up your ancestors and so forth?" I said, "No." And they would ask me, "What do you know about your ancestors?" I said, "Nothing. I know who my great-grandmother was, but that outside of that, I'm pretty well lost after that." And they thought, "Boy, that's the strangest thing. He hasn't gone back and checked all that, wants to know all of that. Why not?" Well, I'm looking ahead. I'll get a chance to meet those that were in Christ one day. But I just haven't had that desire. I did have one uncle that said that he's found some family members that were crooks and a bunch of no-goods. Well, I don't want to know that either, do I? The Jewish evangelists that established a Jewish mission to the Jews to reach Jews for Christ, Jacob Gartenhaus. Now, I met that man before his death, and I talked to him for just a few minutes, and then he asked me, said, "Are you Jewish?" I said, "No, sir, not that I know of." He said, "Oh," he says, "I was going to say something to you in Hebrew, because from the shape of your nose, I thought you were a Jew." Okay. And I had another Jewish man that's also a Jew, studied at one time to be a rabbi, but he also has said the same thing to me, that he says, "Man, your facial features, everything about you your even your name says you're a Jew. Okay, so obviously that's in my background. But nonetheless, I'm blessed because of that. But I'm not blessed because I'm anything so great in and of myself. But just the fact that a part of that. But we're all blessed. If you receive Christ as Savior, you had the blessing of Abraham upon you, because he would be the father of many nations. Now, a key to blessing for we who are Gentiles is to bless Israel ourselves. Now, that is God's word. That's not my word. That is God's word. If you read the book of Numbers 34, you will see that the land is described. It tells you the borders of the land that would be given in back in that day that God had intended. Now, they never fully occupied what God intended them to do because they would not obey God. Now, I believe that has been extended, because when you get into the book of Ezekiel, into the millennium, you read chapters 46 through 48, then you'll see that, oh, wait a minute. They do expand. They do expand those borders. Now, from the day that it was promised until the millennium, it was promised to Israel by God. And Israel has never fully inhabited it because of their sins. Now, the promise was made in roughly 1450 B.C., almost 3,500 years ago. Now, let me say, there is a roadmap for the Middle East, but it's not in Washington, D.C. It's not in any president's roadmaps. That roadmap is the Word of God, and has been there for quite a long time. Long before those guys were even on the scene. It is there, and it will always be there. You say, well, what about historically? You know, Israel was out of the land for a long time. Giving it back to them, would not that be the same as us giving back Texas and New Mexico to Mexico? Well, think about how the Jews claimed this land. I think you'll find it's a lot different. Most importantly, above all, the land is God's promise to them. That is foremost, and it should be for anybody that names the name of Christ. In other words, if we say God is first, then his word is first. He's the final authority. Secondly, Israel settled and developed the land back then. Then in our modern era, the international community granted political sovereignty in Palestine to the Jewish people. The land that Israel now has, of which many are arguing about, was won by Israel in a defensive war, not an offensive war. They got attacked and they defended themselves and they took back that land. They did not try to take it away from them. They were attacked. Defending themselves, they took the land so that they would not be attacked again in the same manner. Look, if somebody kicks in my front door and they're coming in here to harm me or my wife, my home, then I have something that may stop them in their tracks, okay? So I'm going to stop them. You say, oh, a preacher shouldn't do that. No, the good man of the house protects his home. You know, I still agree with God on that. Now, the history of the Palestine is that the Philistine people came from the Aegean Sea, that area, in around 1200 to 1300 B.C. They settled along the Mediterranean Sea. They were eliminated as a race long before the Roman Empire entered the picture. In the 2nd century A.D., the Romans first applied the name of Palestina to Judea, the area that now is called the West Bank. It was Rome that called the Jews Palestinians at that time in the 2nd century A.D., Israel's first monarchy was actually in around 1000 B.C. Then they went to captivity around 600 BC. They were back in the land, recognized as their own, but in subjection. And then they went into captivity again. Okay, for 70 years they went into captivity. They built a second temple that was destroyed in AD 70 under the Roman general Titus. Not the same as the book of Titus, okay? However, Jewish life in Palestine flourished with large communities established in Jerusalem by AD 200. Around AD 700, the 7th century, Islam, on its military campaigns, destroyed much of the land and killed multitudes of the Jews. Now, that's just plain documented history. However, a Jewish community was flourishing again by the 9th century in Tiberias, which is another town. I enjoy visiting that when we go to Israel. Because you go in the Sea of Tiberias, you know, the Sea of Galilee, and that's where we take a boat ride. But that in the 11th century, after that in the 11th century, should I say, Jewish communities spread to Gaza, to Ashkelon, to Joppa, and to Caesarea. Oh, I love Caesarea as well when we go there. However, in the 12th century, multitudes of Jews were massacred by the Roman Crusaders as Roman Catholicism killed not only Jews, but many Christians. 60 million died over a period of a few hundred years under this attack. And again, various historical records confirm that. But the community rebounded over the next 300 years with many rabbis and priests in Jerusalem and the community surrounding the Galilee. Early in the 19th century, more than 10,000 Jews lived throughout the land that we today call Israel. When Jews began to immigrate to Palestine in large numbers in 1882, there were fewer than 250,000 Arabs in that area. On top of that, there was no independent Arab or Palestinian state that existed then, nor has ever existed in the past. Never. In 1917, during the Balfour Declaration in England, a local Arab leader, I'm going to crucify this name, I guess, because I probably won't do a good job in saying it. But the Arab leader was Ani Bey Abdu Hadij. No, that's A-U-N-I-B-E-Y A-B-D-U-L-H-A-D-I.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for